Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a very special guest. Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's Magnetic Master, is here. And we're talking today about discovering our Lemurian heritage and why it's so important now. Next week, on June 8th, I'll have astrologer and mystic channeler Angela Nicastro here to discuss our summer solstice and revolutionary energies. And also just a quick note that you will not receive a What's Up in the Heavens report from me today or next Friday, June 8th, while I have guests. Now, What's Up in the Heavens will return on June 15th. Now, before I introduce my guest, I want to remind you that May 15th through June 27th, we're in a rare and intense Venus retrograde period. This is the time when we're rethinking our values, relationships, and finances. And if you have issues related to these areas, then this is the perfect consultation for you. These consults are designed to be 30 minutes long, and they include 30 minutes of preparation prior to your consult. However, with the intensity of this cycle and depending on your situation, you may need more time. You can learn more on my website by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, or call my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300, and I'll be back to doing client work on June 13th, so schedule now. And I also want to announce that on June 28th, Peg Donahue will be giving an emotional freedom and healing release for ancestral patterns. Now, you may not realize it, but money issues from your ancestors and past family members are carried at the cellular level in your DNA. And you can actually release these patterns and other patterns related to wars, depressions, famines, and other calamities so you can move forward and thrive. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce my guest today, Lee Carroll. Lee Carroll channels the Earth's Magnetic Master, Kryon. And he's the author of 12 Kryon books, including his latest book, The 12 Layers of DNA, An Esoteric Study of the Mastery Within. And he's also the co-author of 3 books about the Indigo Children, including the book The Indigo Children 10 Years Later. And his books have been printed in 24 different languages around the world. Lee Carroll has channeled Kryon to the United Nations in New York 7 times, and he's traveled an amazing path from his beginnings with a degree in business and economics and in his own company as a sound engineer. And he now speaks worldwide to audiences of thousands. So welcome, Lee. I'm delighted to have you back on the program.
Welcome, Madeline. Every time I'm here, I have to mention, isn't it weird and funny that we've got 2 economic degree piece of people here talking about spooky stuff?
Yes, it is. Very amazing. And I'm always glad to find another economics person to talk about spooky stuff with.
I know. And that lets people know that, well, we either both went insane at the same time, or we had perhaps some kind of what he would call a confluence of energy that allowed us to see something, because we're both practical people and we've studied practical things. So,
yes,
you know, but I like to tell people that because they just think we're born this way.
<You know? laughs> Yeah, it was actually quite a long path for both of us, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
That's right. Yeah.
So good to be here.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And because we have one of those kind of spooky topics, as you call it today, I'd kind of like to set the stage here a bit, if I may. Now, last August, I was part of the Cryon Kauai tour, a return to Lemuria tour, which was fabulous and probably a highlight of my life so far. And I'd love for you to share some of the information that was revealed by Cryon on that trip about our Lemurian heritage. So for starters, how about giving our listeners an overview about Lemuria? How did it come to be such a place, and where did Cryon indicate that it was?
Well, we have a situation here where you have to start even before that, because for folks to know what is really going on, you'll have to go back many, many years when Cryon just released it to me in private, some information that I said basically to Cryon I probably won't have to ever release. Because it is controversial, it gets people going, it's really weird, and that's not what I'm about. I'm about personal health and personal lives, just what you're about, Madeline. We do our best to help people walk a path. And
absolutely.
And so this, if you get information and it upsets people, why would you then give that out? Well, I thought to myself, well, I don't want to do that. Well, as we went forward, I realized why I had to, because along the line in Book 12, starting 3 years ago, Cryon started releasing information about DNA. And this is esoteric information. It's things that you can't measure with chemistry, or can you? Because that's now starting to be done even by a man named Dr. Bruce Lipton. And so we're starting to have something, and here's what Cryon said. He said that our seeds of humanity and divinity, our creation story, came from the stars. And so what he was saying was that we are, although we were developed as human beings on the planet, something happened about 100,000 years ago, and that was we were actually gifted part of divinity through our DNA by the Pleiadians from the Seven Sisters. Now, here we get into ETs. Now, I don't know if you lost half your audience who tuned in for astrology or not.
Hopefully not.
Yes. And now, there is not proof, but there's all kinds of incidental things that are starting to happen. Scientific American did an article about 5 years ago. In fact, it was on the cover of their magazine, said we had 17 cousins. Why are we the only ones who remain? Indicating that all mammals on the planet have tremendous variety. You know, whether it be deers or rats or whatever, there's all kinds of them except us.
Right.
So we have one of the only mammals that's just one kind and not a variety. We don't have ones with tails and out tails and 10 feet tall and 2 feet tall. So we have a situation that it's counterintuitive to our evolutionary process. Then you have real learned people like Greg Braden. In fact, his last book, The Truth, The Basic Truth, comes out with this. One of the basic truths is that we have 23 chromosomes. We have a fused chromosome, 2 and 12. All the other mammals have 24, not all of them, but most of them. So we are an anomaly, and the fusing, according to those scientists who are looking at it, could not have happened accidentally. We were looking at something that was not, maybe not intentional, that they're going to say, but they're saying very, very unusual and again, counterintuitive, anything they've ever seen. So you've got a lot of interesting facts now starting to come about, even from anthropologists, the what-ifs, not to mention some craziness, the ancient aliens programs where they're actually, you know, it's occurring to us from the evidence we're starting to see all over the planet that indeed maybe we've been visited. And also, now this brings us to Hawaii, because Cryon said that the Pleiadians seeded the planet. In fact, my search, if there's time, I'll tell you about it, even took me to Australia and New Zealand and other places to find the creation story by the indigenous. I wanted to know. What do they claim? But it was Hawaii that got me interested, because Cryon said that is where the Pleiadians that was their little cooker. In other words, this was an island on the planet. At the point they came, it was a mountain. It was not an island at all, like we see it today, not the group of islands, but a mountain. And I'll explain that if you wish. But they existed for thousands of years as a society that didn't go anywhere, whereas everybody else went someplace.
So right, and when you say they existed as a society, you're talking about the Lemurians.
Yes, and so it was called Lemuria and had a greater chance of advancement on some of the things that the Pleiadians gave us and taught us, because they didn't just show up and leave. They showed up and stayed. And so you have a not an Atlantis-type thing, but a Lemurian-type thing is where we had not advanced societies, but we had those societies which would have, they wouldn't have let's say, disseminated. They wouldn't have been interfered with. So you have a more purity there. And so the Lemurians became the ones that we say perhaps had the greatest advanced spirituality, not science and all. And that is what we point to perhaps as one of the greatest spiritual, cultures of the planet 30,000 years ago. Now, right away, it flies in the face with anthropologists saying who we were, how long we've been here, all that, but they're constantly finding evidence that updates that. Even since I've been alive, it got updated by 20,000 years or 10,000 anyway, something like that.
I can't get it.
When I was born, we were only 4,000 years old. Then we were 10, as I was thinking. Now we've gone back. We found pyramids that were 12.
Right.
So it keeps getting, there's more and more. And then there's evidence, the geological stuff that Cryan talks about, including he said that the Hawaiian Islands, it's the highest mountain on Earth measured from the bottom to the top. But, of course, it's submerged, but it wasn't always. And now this also flies in the face of science. And tell me when we got to go here for a break, because I'll stop.
Okay, we're getting close. We've got about a minute.
This is for the practical-minded. If you go to, I think it's Yellowstone where the geysers are, that's pretty flat land, but they found out that had a bulge because it's over a hot spot thousands of years ago, about 10 to 15,000, I think it was. I'll have to get my facts straight on this. This thing was something like 20,000 feet higher because this bulge under the earth, a hot spot, volcanic hot spot, actually pushed it up. Now, this is geology. This is what they're saying. This is what they validated.
And just hold that thought, because we're going to come right back.
Good. Hold that thought.
And do you know how the Lemurians fit into the shifts our planet is making this year?
Oh, yeah.
Lee Carroll will have the answer for us when we come back from this very short break. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or 2 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I have a very special guest, Lee Carroll, who channels Cryon, the Earth's magnetic master. Now, Lee has written or co-authored a total of 15 books and channeled to the United Nations 7 times. So welcome back, Lee. Now, before we hit the break, we were discussing all kinds of things about Lemuria, and you were finishing up a thought about how Hawaii had originally been quite a bit higher.
And it's provable by just the hot spot in the Yellowstone Park. It's about the same thing happened there, so there's protocol for it. And so Crine says that's exactly what happened with the mountain. And then, of course, you can see the geologists now can actually see stretch marks on the ocean's floor.
Wow.
Where it might have actually happened. All this to say is we might have had a spiritual society there. Crine says that's where the old souls were. If you you and I, Madeline, went to a Hindu temple there. And
yes, and that was quite exciting.
It was, and you might have asked, remember, I asked the man, what's your creation story?
Yes.
He turned and said, oh, he said, didn't you know? He says, the Pleiadians seated us. And
yeah, now we should tell the listeners that when we asked this information,
yes.
What he was telling us was that the founder of that particular Hindu monastery had started channeling one day, and so they started writing down all this information, and what he had channeled was exactly what Crayon had channeled to us about the Pleiadians having landed on Hawaii and seated the Lemurians there.
So, of course,
my roomie and I, we looked at each other, we said, we knew that.
I didn't expect to hear it from a Hindu. I really didn't, because I didn't feel that they believe they're the first organized religion on the planet. They
right.
very well might have been.
Yeah.
And so they're claiming that that was channeled that way. So it was it really got to me too. So I'm just want to return. I've talked to the Hawaiian elders. That's what they say. I've befriended a man named Makua, who was an elder who was subsequently passed on. He passed a lot of information to me. They claim the Pleiadians the same way. That's what they teach the young men. And all of these things are starting to fade. I'm so glad that we have them now. I went to Australia. I found Uluru, which is where the Aborigines are. They claim the same thing. It's even written on their stones and stuff. So,
holy cow, that's fantastic.
It is. And what it means to what it could mean to us is we're coming up on a shift here that, in a sense, very strange and very odd. But if this is the case, we're coming up to what Craig Braden calls a decision point, where we have a chance here to let the universe know, us know, this planet know, that we've made it past a marker that is extremely important in the galactic alignment. You know all about that as an astrologist. It's a very auspicious time. It's a time where we can do some amazing things. And one of the things that we are doing this year is being thankful that not only have we passed this marker, and when I teach, it doesn't look perhaps like, you know, the world is any better today, but if you go back 50 years, you're going to see a whole lot of things that are better. I can't get into them now for the time, but this is what we teach. This is what we're going to do in our seminars for the rest of the year, by the way, to show how the pattern of human nature, the pattern of wars, the pattern of all of these things has really remarkably changed, and we are not doing the same things today that we did even 50 years ago. And
thank heavens.
Yeah, if we've been trying for 30,000 years, I'll tell you, this is really a turnaround. So much of the things on the planet you see right now that are bothering us, the wars, the economic problems and all, is really a recalibration of everything that we have learned, and the old energy dies hard, and it's going to take a generation or two to turn it around. It always does. But there's so much evidence that we're working this puzzle and being successful. I love one of the things you said earlier. You have a way to drop some of the emotional issues, and you've talked about this. Bruce Lipton calls it rewriting the engrams in the DNA. He says,
yes,
these things are not permanent, and nothing that has happened to you is permanent. And we just think it is, including, Brian says, someday when you lose an arm, you'll grow it back, because we have a biological imprint that says we can't.
Right. And now I'm just looking at our time, and I want to ask you a little bit, because you've alluded to the fact that we are at a decision point and that we are at a shift. And I'm thinking about the Lemurian choir.
Oh, yes.
And if you might want to talk a little bit about the Lemurian choir and why that might possibly be related to that shift.
The Lemurian choir is something that Crayon gave a gentleman named Todd Ubakaitis, a doctor at MD, who has one of the first multidimensional healing modalities on the planet, has had it for about a decade. He developed some pineal tones, just beautiful tones, and he's got a set of 24 of them, and Crayon has told him to go to Hawaii on December 21, put together at least 400 people. There's probably going to be more, like 1,000. Take those tones and sing them together in a way, usually using open fifths, to create another energy, giving a quantum signal to the Pleiadians that said we made it. Now, that's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
And it is one of the most spooky things. If you go out and tell your friends that that's what's going to happen, they will run the other way.
I'm going to cancel clear that.
Good.
I've told quite a few of my friends, and they
you.
Are all excited.
Well, it tells you who our friends are. But if you're going to stand on the subway and tell them that, but this is what I'm talking about. To the mainstream, it doesn't look like we're really all there. And yet I believe that there's a greater truth. I think that most of the people are not aware of it and would love to be aware of it. And if they would be open to it, they would find some things. And this is not, what we have is not something you join. But we don't, we're not evangelistic, and we don't tell people they're gonna die unless they do this.
No.
We're trying to improve lives. And
right,
give them a bigger
exactly.
Truth,
you know? And now, one thing I wanted to mention is that didn't Kreon say that when we have that Lemurian choir, that the Pleiadians would actually be able to somehow hear it or sense it or know that this
is quantum energy.
Yes, it's the first one in 26,000 years.
That's
right.
That's right. It refers to the 26,000 cycle of the
precession.
Cycle of the precession.
Right.
So what we have here is a quantum signal, and you'd have to understand entanglement and a little bit of quantum physics to understand that. That signal goes everywhere, and also, since there's no time and distance in a quantum state, not really, the Pleiadians are already here.
Right.
Waiting for the signal.
Waiting for the signal.
Some way to let them know to proceed. And what we mean by proceed is maybe another adjustment in the DNA, and that adjustment it's already in place, ready to go. It's just a matter of the DNA responding to the quantum signal. Then that's what I would tell your listeners, too, and this is another thing. If you come see me, you'll see proof that DNA is quantum. And this is another thing that physicists they would argue about. Just lately, we've had some really interesting evidence that it is. And so it's not a quantum particle, but it influenced quantum particles.
And we are going to run quickly out of time, so
that's
I want to tell people that you do have the Summer Light Conference coming up next weekend,
yes,
and that you're going to be in Seattle June 23rd through the 24th, and you have a Hawaii cruise this summer. Plenty of places that people can connect with you on your website, kryon.com, kryon.com, along with your books. And and I want to thank you, Lee, for showing up. And let me ask you this. On the Lemurian heritage, one thing I recall Kreon saying was just that you had somehow that this Lemurian choir sort of letting the Pleiadians know that, hey, we're ready. That somehow this was going to create a bridge of swords between the humans and the Pleiadians. Could you?
The bridge of swords is a congratulatory bridge. It's the kind of thing you see in a military wedding, where they cross the swords and the couple goes between them in a bridge. And this is because we have been fighting a battle. These things are metaphoric. So the swords are because this is what we think of as battle, and the swords are crossed above us because this is what we think of is celebration, unity, perhaps, and even marriage. It is congratulatory energy that says we made it. So this is a bridge between us, perhaps, and those who seated us. And then Kreon goes even further and just says, it's not the first time it's happened. It happened to them with another race. So we're looking at perhaps something that is a very, very big picture. It explains the creation story in a way that I didn't get from, my church, but yet I did. If you think about the creation story in the Bible, it has the same kind of a thing. Humans are two sentient humans, not cavemen, standing there just looking like you and me, receive the knowledge and literally implantation of the dark and the light. And this is what we had, the same thing, with free choice. So it's the same story. It's just placed in a different way. And so I like to tell my Christian friends it's not threatening in that way.
Right.
And I also like to tell them that we love God just like they do.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And I am so delighted that we got a little bit of this Lemurian heritage out on the show today, and so delighted you came to be with me today. And thank you so much for coming.
Oh, sure.
And now, next Friday on June 8th, my guest will be astrologer and mystic channeler Angela Nicastro, and we'll talk about the upcoming summer solstice and the revolutionary energies which are peaking at that time. Mm-hmm. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2012 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also remember to register for the Ancestral Patterns Release so you can let them go and thrive. And plus, you can call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free?
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Gratitude asks abundance, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which offers you the ability to multiply yourself according to your desires. I am that which sees you everywhere I lay my glance. I am that which opens wide the arms to you so that you can express your nature constantly. Gratitude is on a mission to create unlimited abundance by allowing it to circulate through you. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this unlimited creative potential every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life by expressing your own desires of abundance and placing them in our Seven Spheres of Gratitude origami box, which emanates powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.